Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the phone is Dr. Daniel Israel, general practitioner, Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. As always, Daniel, great to have you with me. You're going to address the issue of new regulations, and I put my hand up and I admitted to the fact that I don't even know what they are.
So you're probably not alone in that. I think that's a lot of people are COVIDed out.
Exactly.
But let's just recap them for those who might be in your position. So we know that if you've tested positive with symptoms, your isolation period has been reduced from 10 days to 7 days. We also know that if you're contact of someone who has COVID, so you've just been exposed, you don't have to quarantine at all now, whereas in the past it was 10 days. And the third big change was the fact that if you test positive and you don't have symptoms, you don't have to isolate. So some of these things make a lot of sense, and perhaps one of them questionably doesn't.
That's a problem though, Daniel, isn't it? I mean, it kind of plays into the hands of the anti-vaxxers who've been saying all these regulations were all over the place to begin with, and the scientific community didn't know what they were doing. I mean, this doesn't really help the argument, does it?
Well, I think it's important to understand that in COVID, we you know, in public health as a whole, we try and manage the risk for our population. So it's not about preventing every case of COVID in the world, because that's not possible. And you have to, and as everybody said all along, you have to look at the economic, social, etc., benefits versus losses with these regulations. But if you look at those three regulations, it makes sense to reduce the isolation period from 10 days to 7 days, because the vast majority of infections, and really is, we've always said that the infectious time is in the first week and they built a buffer over it. So to keep this buffer going when we have a relatively mild variant at the moment, it just doesn't make sense. It rather protects people in the time that they that they're infectious from spreading it to others. In terms of contact not isolating or quarantining, that also makes sense, because at the beginning of the pandemic, when we wanted to slow down the spread drastically, we had to, what's called trace, you had to trace contacts, and you had to make sure that anyone who'd been in contact would stay at home. But now, when there's some of the seroprevalence studies are showing 70 to 80% of immunity in the community at the moment, doesn't make sense to disrupt a whole society over just a contact. So I think those make sense. Where it's really questionable is, I think, this last one, because you see, the seichel in making people not quarantine if they are, or not isolate if they are positive and don't have symptoms, is that when patients are asymptomatic, they are less infectious than when they are symptomatic. However, patients are very subjective in this regard. We all are. And there are numerous times people have come to me and said, look, I could have COVID, but I'm sure it's just my allergies. And I really think what's going to happen here is that people are not going to consider their symptoms as being symptoms. And you may have people going out into the community in the workplace with COVID thinking they're asymptomatic when they're not.
Fascinating stuff, Daniel Israel. As always, thank you so much. And we'll chat again tomorrow.
Great.